our last time here. Okay, so we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2592. Bob Muir, thank you so much for your help last evening, and I'll invite up Paul Cosgrove. And how about Deborah Buchanan, since y'all were the few that worked the hardest last night in crafting the amendment before us.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Bob Muir, Legislative Council, Deputy Legislative Council, let me get that right. There were two points that were raised in regard to the prior amendment, A-12, that led to the A-13, and those were that there was some uncertainty about what the authorized agent would do if they had no money in their hands. And so what we did is a simple change, changing on line 11, the first or there from or to and, so that it reads, they will provide services and have money in their hands, in effect. And then the other issue had to do with the retention of records, and this was a concern of the Department of Revenue, and what we did is we placed a provision in subsection 3 that requires that the records be retained. And that's it in concept.
And those were the two changes.
Those were the two changes.
Paul or Deborah, anything other than you guys worked these out? And
Mr. Chairman, Deborah Buchanan with the Department of Revenue. Yes, Mr. Chairman, and we're completely satisfied with the Dash A-13 amendments. There were questions at the last hearing about how this compares with Colorado and the penalties from Senator Starr. I did compare those. I'm happy to try to answer those questions if he is still interested in hearing that.
Senator Starr.
I think we're good.
Thank you.
Well, we're actually kind of buying a little time, so if you, if you'd like to ask it.
No, I don't want to ask it. No.
Will you please ask that question? Mr. Chair,
it's been a beautiful day outside.
Deborah, tell us about the comparison between.
It's fine.
Mr. Chair, Paul Cosgrove, representing Oregon Financial Services. Appreciate the work of my colleagues here at the table and members of the committee and LRO staff in getting to the A-13s. I just point out that we'll have a bit of work left to do after the session. This bill takes effect and will affect transactions January 1st, 2008, and we've pledged to work with the department to make sure that we have forms and instructions that track this and available so that people who are involved as intermediaries in the transactions know how to actually accomplish the results of this bill. So we'll have some work to do this summer and fall.
And as simple, I mean, obviously, I think that's what we're going for, but as simple as humanly possible so that if you're one of these intermediaries in state and are working hard and this is not your bailiwick, but you're now responsible to do it, is obviously it's just as simple as we could possibly make that for those Oregonians.
Mr. Chairman, that is our objective, and we very much appreciate the offer of the assistance. We will take them up on it, certainly, and work hard at it.
Great. Senator George.
Deborah, I mentioned a little bit ago about a question that was raised yesterday, and that was, let's use an example of a $300,000 transaction. I just sold a piece of property for $300,000, paid $200,000 for it, paid $18,000, you know, to the realtor and two to the you know, for closing costs and the. But anyway, the situation is that I bring it in. This is like a January transaction. I bring it in. I look at it, and I think, you know what? I think we can handle that profit within this fiscal year, within this calendar year. From what I've been told is it will not be necessary to send the money. You can check the box that says I don't anticipate having a profit at the end of, you know, having a capital gains after during this period of time. Then you would, at the end of the year, see where you were. You would have all the information that the transaction should have occurred, did occur, and then we would adjust that when we determine whether or not there was, in fact, a net profit.
Mr. Chair, Senator George, if I understand what you're saying,
okay.
You're a non-resident with Oregon property, and you are selling a property.
Mm-hmm.
You expect it to not be taxable when you file your return.
Right.
And in that case, there would be no withholding required, and you would indicate on the form that this is a non-taxable transaction, that the transaction would be exempt from withholding. The agent would hang on to that form. When you file your return,
mm-hmm.
if you were wrong in your estimate and you actually owe some tax, you'll calculate the tax on the return. You will show zero withholding. You will send in the return and pay the tax with your filing.
Good. Great. So remember, we're on the Dash A-13s.
Right. I've already read them. I'm Comfortable? You ready to move them?
Yeah, I was going to wait for Senator Burdick, but she's not here, so we're not going to.
Okay. I would be happy to move
thank
the...
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
I would be happy to move the A13 amendments to House Bill 2592.
Senator Rod Monroe has moved the A13 amendments to House Bill 2592. Discussion. I just want to thank, this bill came over, we struck Section 15, so folks that were, that was their battle. That happened yesterday afternoon with, I believe, the A11 amendments.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with the A13s, thank people who helped us just modify this bill slightly to make it more palatable for one of the requests that Senator Starr made, that we could make this a unanimous bill rather than a 3-2, 18-12, or whatever the number would be on the Senate floor. So thank you to folks that helped us work that out last night. Further discussion. Objections to the A13s.
And Mr. Chair, I would move amended House Bill 2592 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe has moved House Bill 2592 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Senator Starr.
Yeah, just to thank you for letting us fix the bill, so that we get a bill that does come out with strong support. So once again, the Senate fixes the House's work. There's no problems with that. That's what we're here for.
We have moved things with more unanimity. And I'm glad. It's obviously bills work always better, and this is a better bill because of the amendments that Mr. Cosgrove brought and some of our medical professionals, Senator Bates brought. It is a better bill and will help Oregonians more than negatively affect them with the amendments that were made. And I understand we do have, at least we've talked to Representative Barnhart. Hopefully Representative Reed, whose assistance here, is in agreement that, but Barnhart at least indicated that he would concur with these changes. Further discussion. Objections to the amendments, or to moving House Bill 2592 as recommended to the floor with a due pass. So ordered. You want to carry it? Probably the last bill we'll do the session, or one of the last ones.
I'll carry it. What the heck?
Okay, so Senator Starr will carry the bill, and we're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate all the help this session. We're adjourned.